How worried are you about those numbers? Because it's pretty significant that the increase in cost to Americans is going to go up.
You know, I think that voters, when they go to the polls and make a decision about who they want to vote for president, are going to vote for Hillary Clinton because they know that she has been focused on making sure that we can continue to add more people who have health care insurance. We have 20 million people who now have health insurance that didn't before. And when it comes to the rate increases, we actually have the slowest rate of health insurance costs in 50 years since the passage of Obamacare. Look, it's also important to note, Wolf, that insurance premiums went up double digits every year before Obamacare. But now, because of the tax credits that are available to 91% of Floridians and 84% of uninsured and previously uninsured Americans nationwide, most of these folks are able to pay $100 or less in their monthly premium. And so while there are costs that have continued to go up, it's the slowest rate increase in 50 years. We need to sit down together, like Hillary Clinton has said over and over, with Republicans across the table and iron out those kinks. And that's what we're committed to do, so we can make sure that we can continue to improve upon a plan that has given 20 million people health insurance and given people like me, as a breast cancer survivor who lives with a pre-existing condition, the chance not to worry about being dropped or denied coverage like we'd had to worry about before.
But the numbers released yesterday by the Department of Health and Human Services says for those 5 to 7 million Americans right now who rely on the Affordable Care Act for some sort of level of some sort of premium, on the average 22% premium increases. In some states like Arizona, it's going to go up more than 100%. That's not the way it was supposed to be, was it?
Well, we're in a transition year, and as I said, you have 91% of Americans of previously uninsured Americans in Florida who are eligible for a tax credit, which brings those costs down. So those numbers are really an anomaly. It's 4 or 5 states where the number of insurance options have narrowed, and so premiums have increased. But we're going to be able to make sure that if we just sit down together and iron out the kinks that have occurred with Obamacare, this was significant reform.